Good morning. You're listening to KCAW, Raven Radio in Sitka. It's just 16 minutes after the hour, and I'm joined today by a full group of people in the studio with me. Today I have Sarah Martinson. She's the Sitka High School Music Director. I'm joined by Neil Little, Ella Lubin, Mitchell Edwards, and Misha Beckeris. These are four students who have been accepted into the All-State Band in Anchorage, and are going to be heading up there for November 19th through the 21st to perform. And so today we're going to find out a little bit more about their journey to get there and what they're going to do when they're up there. So I think I'll turn to you first, Sarah. Could you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do to prepare these students for going up to Allstate, for getting into Allstate? How do they get to that spot?
Absolutely. These students, most of it is completely on their plate. So they've put in a lot of work. From the very first day of school, the students got the audition material that I gave them for Allstate, and they spent the first month of school just practicing tirelessly to make a great audition tape. Every student who auditions has to make a recording, and they have to submit it. And I believe over 900 auditions were submitted this year, and just over 200 students were selected. So it's a very, long process, and these students worked really, really hard to get there. So they had about a month to prepare. We recorded and re-recorded and worked some more, and then made really great tapes together. So these students, it's an honor to be accepted, and they did a really great job. So we're really happy to have them go.
Yeah. So do you record at the school itself? That's part of the process that you help them with, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have some recording equipment, and they signed up for times to come in on their own after school or over the weekend. So it took a lot of extra time on their parts to come in and be prepared and just have all of their music together so that we could get it done at school.
And how long did they have to wait about? Like, how long were they kind of on pins and needles wondering if you made it in?
I think it was only about 2 weeks, but that's long enough.
Right.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So then you'll be heading up to Anchorage on the 19th, I believe, or you maybe head up
on
earlier.
On Wednesday, next Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you'll be there the 19th through the 21st. And what does it look like once you get there? These students have been accepted into the bands and orchestra, and there's one band and an
choir. Well.
And choir. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So, but then they kind of have to be sorted. Is that true? Like a sorting hat from Harry Potter?
Kind of, yeah. So there are four main ensembles at the Allstate Music Festival. We have the band, the orchestra, a mixed choir, and a treble choir. And once the students get there, the band and orchestra students have to re-audition for their spots. So right now there's a lineup that we have first chair through however many chairs there are, 10th, 12th, 15th chair. And once they get there, they have to have their music very, very prepared because some adjudicators are going to be there and they are going to hear whatever they want to hear. They're going to pick spots that we haven't told the students about, and they have to be prepared. So that is kind of the first morning of Allstate, is playing tests and re-auditioning students to see who gets first chair, who gets to say that they won state, you know, who gets that title of being the first chair, the best in the state at the trombone or the flute or the trumpet. And for the choir, they have a little more leeway. They get to rehearse all day, but in the evening, all of the teachers are going to do some tests for them as well. So everyone needs to be very prepared by the time they get there.
This sounds like a lot of work and a lot of pressure. I know two of you at this point have been given first chair seats, which is up for grabs, apparently, when you get there up in Anchorage. But I'm curious, so that would be Ella. You got first chair for trombone, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you feel now about knowing that you're going to have to go up there and kind of fight for that seat? I mean, it must feel good to know you were awarded that seat right away. Like, you must feel like, okay, I'm doing well, I can do this. But I wonder how you're feeling about kind of proving yourself again.
Yeah, it's pretty nerve-wracking. I mean, I spent, you know, a long time, like Ms. Martinson said, a really, really long time recording, and just a lot of work, you know, putting all this effort into my audition. And now to think, you know, that I have to do it, I kind of have to do it again. It's just really, I don't know, I'm really nervous.
But you kind of have like a little more, I don't know, like shine on your shoulders because you're also a freshman. So you've done this your first year. You must be feeling pretty good about
your
status.
Yeah, I really am.
Yeah. And it'll be exciting for you to see what it's like up there doing the whole concert performances. Some of you have been before. Misha, you're the other one who has received a first chair placement in percussion. Is that right?
Yeah.
And but you've done this before. You've gone up to Allstate before?
Yeah, I was accepted into Allstate last year. I think I was a sixth chair percussionist. So there was new audition material this year. So I felt like, I don't know, I kind of felt like a fresh start to me. And so I just practiced a whole bunch and submitted my tape. And then I didn't expect to get first chair this year, but it happened.
Congratulations. That's a big shift from sixth to first.
Yeah, thank you.
Good work. Yeah. So you know what to expect. What are you most looking forward to when you get up there? Maybe what are you most nervous about? Or maybe it's a mixture.
I think what usually happens at these kinds of events is in the percussion section, although, you know, we're still in the band, it's still a little bit separate from the rest of the horns and the woodwinds and such. So I think one of the most compelling parts of these things is how you, or at least you get to know all the other percussionists, and then you end up working as a team together. And it feels really solid. And once you get all the parts learned and you're able to match rhythms with each other, it's just beautiful.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, it must be satisfying as musicians to kind of go and be with the other musicians who are at a similar level with you, so you can do things like create magic.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty cool. Well, I don't want to neglect our choral musicians here. We have Neil and Mitchell, who are also going to be going up. And we were chatting a little bit about, I was curious about the whole kind of taking care of your vocal cords. I imagine you're there for such a short time. You're going to go up there and you're going to practice hard all day, every day, and then have to perform. So how do you, Mitchell, how do you kind of take care of yourself, or do they help you with that? How do you manage to keep your vocal cords fresh for the concert?
I'm just bringing more tea than any human should drink in a span of 3 days, and cough drops, and I'm not yelling. Or I changed a lot of my diet, actually, because like a lot of dairy products are awful for you, and like sweets, everything like that. I don't know, it might be an extreme, but I'm already kind of sick, and I want to make sure I'm not as soon as we get to the festival.
That would be pretty bad to get a cold or something like that. But that's impressive. You actually change your diet. You'll do a whole different way of eating while you're up there.
Yeah, it'll be a little different because everyone else, like in the band, they're just like, "Oh man, let's go get ice cream." I'm just like, I'm just gonna cry and just drink my tea in the corner. I'm just like, "I'll have a salad, please."
I am so impressed, Sarah, with how dedicated these students are.
They really are.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Yeah. I think, Neil, you were telling me earlier that at one point one of the instructors, you're also a choral musician, and one of the instructors said they let you out early, and then what did he tell you?
He told us not to talk. He told us not to talk for the rest of the day, which would be kind of difficult because he let us out around 6. We still had to eat dinner and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, it really depends on the director. The director might help you with taking care of your voice, or they might not. They might just keep pushing you to go further. My freshman year at Honor Fest, I think about half of the choir got sick because we sang. We just kept singing and we didn't stop.
Mm-hmm. And how did the not talking go? I'm curious.
Well... We were group house. There was about 5 guys in one room, so it didn't really work out, especially because I was the only choir guy in the room.
Oh, right. So they could talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't yell. I think you might have mentioned that.
No, I didn't yell. I managed not to do that.
Yeah, that's excellent. So can you paint a picture for us what it will be the night of the big event? So you're going to practice for days on end, and then Saturday night there'll be a big concert. Maybe, Sarah, you can speak to that?
Mm-hmm. So Thursday and Friday we rehearse all day, as the student said, and then Saturday we have some dress rehearsals, some downtime. Maybe we'll go see a movie or something. I don't know. And then Saturday night, there's a big concert in Anchorage where all 4 groups perform, and it's a very long concert. Mm. And, all of the first chair students are recognized, and they get medals, and there's a nice ceremony. And it's a really great event. It brings all of the top musicians in the state together in one room sharing music, and it's a really great night.
It sounds fantastic. Yeah. Where does it take place?
It's the concert is at West Anchorage High School.
Okay. All right. Well, we're about out of time. Thank you all for coming in. Very good luck and congratulations on your hard work. Good luck up in Anchorage. I'm sure it'll be fabulous.
Thank you
for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.